Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Monday. Five more days till Friday. Seven more days till Monday. It's 7:06. It's May 24th. And our phone lines here are 605-4567.
And let's just tell everybody we survived.
We survived the weekend. I don't know how. You can get us also on KCNR1460.com. If you have a little problem hearing us or you want to run around the house doing things, just put us on your computer. We stream the whole show.
And your iPod.
And on your iPod, your iPhones. If you've got something you can carry around and listen to, you can listen to us no matter where you go.
Put us in your pocket.
Nova Scotia. We're getting emails from Nova Scotia, Tennessee, Texas. Yeah. Okay. We're also joined today for the second week in a row. He managed to survive the first week, even though there were a few blows. There's some bandages on it, a couple of new scars. Eric.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
How are you today?
What'd you
do?
You are such a warrior.
I'm doing good. I got my yard cleaned up just in time for another storm to blow leaves all over it.
Well, you know, Friday afternoon, a little bit of a storm dropped a limb off our tree and knocked down
5 feet of
fence, which... Oh. You know, my perimeter was breached.
I didn't like that. I can't complain then about the half a trash bag full of dead leaves on my ground. My fence is still intact.
My perimeter was breached.
And how about the water main from the front of the house going out, too?
And then one of our water lines, just a tiny leak, but it filled the, it made the ground swell up like it was a balloon.
The joys of being a homeowner. Yeah.
So we got that fixed all at the same, well, we had kind of, my perimeter breach wasn't really fixed, so I have to go back and reset the mines, go back with the security lights, and put those intersecting lines of tracers.
Razor wire.
So when those dogs come through, or perhaps something else, you know, we can introduce them to ourselves, to our little friend. And speaking of my little friend, it's Linda. Happy birthday.
Well, yes, and as we know, you know, divas celebrate their birthdays for a month, right, Sharon? We do have a whole morning dedicated to what's happening with the Spring Senior Expo and our experts in that field. But before we go there, and say good morning again, Sharon.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to have a lot of information that's going to be enriching and enhancing your life and others. But today's going to be breezy, so get ready. It's going to be high of 69. It's currently 52 degrees. Thank you for a tremendous weekend. We started off with the groundbreaking ceremony, of course, with something that, again, will be instrumental in our future here in Reading, and that is the Veterans Home, and the dedication that we had on the 21st in the morning.
Absolutely. And, you know, we ran out of there as soon as the show was over, and we were joined by about 1,000 people that were there for this, including the Governor. And, you know, so I'm watching
the
governor.
Arnold.
Well, we didn't see him real close, but we saw him semi-close because, anyway, Arnold shows up. They have a flyover of a C-130. Bob Campbell, he's the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, was the MC, did a great job. So, but you had dignitaries there from everywhere. But especially, you know, Senator Johansson and, you know, Senator Sam Onestad, Jim Nielsen, Doug LaMalfa, who helped, and... Then there was the Lieutenant Governor, was it Maldonado, I think? I want to talk about that in a second. Anyway, you know, of course, everybody speaks, and then Arnold's sitting there with these really, really dark glasses on. I mean, really dark glasses, and a suntan. He's got a great suntan. The rest of us are still trying to figure out where the sun's
he's
at.
He's from Southern California. What do you want?
Well, I know. It's too bad he's not from Northern California.
Land of palm trees.
Too bad he's not from Northern California.
Hilltop Drive.
Where things could be helped. They were not all flatlanders. Anyway, so he's up there. He stands up, and you know what? I was really touched by his... Hang on for a second. I don't want to see that again. Throw him away. Thank you very much, Eric. Eric's helped me with the brakes, and I don't do it that.
No, we're going to plow through those brakes right now.
Yeah, you know, brakes. We don't need any stinking brakes.
Okay, so talk about the heartwarming...
Anyway, so Arnold said... He came up, and he said, When I came in, when I was governor, one of the things I was going to do is build veterans' homes. I owe so much to this country. When I came to this country gave me so much, and it was because of veterans. Veterans who put their lives on the line, veterans who died for our country. And I swore I would do something for them. I wanted to have 5 veterans' homes. And before I leave, I'm going to do it. And he said, Wednesday we had one groundbreaking, and now Friday another one. He says, after I leave office, I'm not going away. I'm going to come back and check and make sure this is being done. You know, and really, you know, maybe it was just words somebody wrote for him, but he sure delivered them like he meant it, and I was touched by it, as were many other people. One of the other things that were said, and I'm checking on this, but other people heard the same thing, was when the lieutenant governor says, well, you know, my children, or, you know, I'm raising my children, they're not going to be veterans, nor will my grandchildren. And I was thinking, is that what he really meant to say in front of a crowd of veterans, that your children are not going to be in the service? It was such a, you know, we're going to, I can't believe he would say something like that in front of the VA. But anyway, the rest of the ceremony was beautiful. The rain held off. They dug that first, you know, spade full of dirt, and then the rains came. A lot of money was raised that day for the veterans home. But what a great effort it was.
And then we segued into Senior Idol, which was a wonderful sold-out event at the Cascade Theater. Later on, we're going to have some of the contestants that were in that show. Later on this week, through the week, we promised that we were going to do that, have the People's Choice Awards on, talk about what that event really truly meant to so many people, which also segues in before our break. We have the experts here for the Spring Senior Expo, which is happening at the mall on Wednesday.
You know,
the 26th.
The Senior Idol hat was a full house, and you were beautiful, Linda.
Well, I was fortunate enough.
You were a judge.
I would thank you. I was fortunate enough to judge along with Brett Taylor and Mike Krueger, and it was a great time.
What'd you think?
You see all this great talent. You know, I think it's wonderful for people who haven't done this kind of thing in a long time. You have to be 55 plus, but there were some people who you could tell really pulled up their bootstraps and dressed up and came out and just put themselves on the line, and I think the audience was so appreciative. I mean, standing ovations, people went wild.
People bringing signs saying, "This is my grandma." I love you, Mom.
Yeah, it was great. It was so heartfelt. You wanted to be totally a part of that. Like, you're going to want to be a part of this Wednesday. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Sharon from Home Helpers. We're going to talk about experts for seniors and home care and all the things you could possibly need and want to know. You're going to get right here this morning on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:16 in the morning. How are you doing this morning? No, it looks like it may be raining later
good
on today.
Good Monday
what do you
morning.
Think?
Yeah, it's going to be high of 66 today. It's breezy out, so be ready. And, you know, I think our forecast looks like we're going to have scattered showers throughout the week. It's currently 52. The weather's always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. Today we dedicate our morning to so many things that you, our listeners, will want to hear, things that are going to empower you. Businesses around the Reading area that are here to help you. And we start off this morning by introducing Sharon.
Good morning, you both.
Good morning, Sharon. And you are putting on an incredibly informative event called the Spring Senior Expo. Could you start off by telling us what we all could look forward to from 8 to 1 at Macy's, inside of Macy's, and at the mall this Wednesday?
Of course. Well, first off, you two will be there from 7 to 9, bringing the show live from the court in front of Macy's. We're going to have breakfast with Manhattan Bagel. For all of you early birds, the store doesn't open till 8, but Linda and Carl will be out there from 7 to 9 doing their show live. We'll have the first 50 seniors get a $10 gas card. And for those of you who haven't been to the event before, when you come in, you're greeted with a goodie bag and a passport with some random sampling of our 45 vendors. All these businesses have tables set up throughout Macy's, upstairs and downstairs. You get your passport signed off, get a little information from the people on your passport, and feel free to visit other vendors as you're walking through the store, too. And then you put that passport in a drawing at 1 o'clock, must be present to win, $500 Macy's shopping spree. In addition, all the vendors have all kinds of goodies at their tables. Many of them are doing their own prize drawings we have a flat-screen TV giveaway, gift baskets, dinners out. And so there's plenty of things going on. Most importantly, though, is getting information. If you plan on aging here in Shasta County or you have a relative that's older, you know, do not wait until you need some of these services. Then you're not knowing where to go and who to trust. And these are such important issues that we all face growing older. And this is your way to be proactive in the aging process in a low-stress environment, meet some of these folks that and find out what they do. You know, until you need the services, sometimes we don't think about them, and then we're in crisis mode. And making decisions in crisis mode is not what I ever like to see my clients do. So that's one of the reasons why I got on board with this event. It's been about 6 years now, and I'm really proud of it. I'm really pleased to hear all of the wonderful seniors that come back year after year after year and know exactly what to expect.
You know, one of the important things I think that I've picked up since meeting Sharon and listening to her show, which is, by the way, is on Saturdays here on KCNR.
Thanks for the plug.
Well, it's well, for one thing, it's a good show, but here's the thing.
And
here's
it's
the
called?
Thing. Senior Solutions.
Thank you.
But here, and it's on from 1 to 2. Anyway,
that's right.
That's not the reason I'm saying that. The thing that I picked up on is not just the seniors that should be interested in this, but something that's real important, their children. You know, as your parents get older, as other people in your life get older, you've got to know what to do. You've got to be the one that maybe makes those decisions in the future. So when that happens, you've got to have the information. And it's too late when mom or dad have an incident. You know, they fall or there's a stroke or there's something. You know, God forbid any of that happens. But if it does happen, you should have the information.
Absolutely.
And this in your expo is where you all can pick, where we as children can pick up information for our parents, you know, to be able to be prepared. That's the big thing.
Yeah, and I can't tell you, Carl, how many times I've had that adult child sitting in my office in crisis mode. Mom and dad had a stroke. They're not just dealing with being their medical advocate and all the hospital questions and the doctors, but now where's the money? How do I pay their bills? How can I make sure that, you know, her rent's paid or her mortgage is paid or, you know, what insurances does she have?
Do I have the legal right. to make these decisions? I mean,
that's
people
right.
don't maybe realize that. That could be a real problem.
Absolutely. And so here they are in the middle of all this at one time. And so I always say to the kids, there's what I call the 40-70 rule. When you turn 40 or your parent turns 70, start communicating. Start talking about where money is, what estate planning do you have in place? You know, what are your wishes? What do you want? The last thing these adult kids want to do is second guess every decision they're making that mom and dad, you know, may not be honored and stay independent.
Well, I could tell you this just really drives home. Right now, this conversation drives home to me because I kind of talked about it with my folks because, you know, I just had my birthday, and, of course, I celebrated my mother and father. My mom's 76. My dad is 78. My brother is a doctor, but I don't. Just because he's in the medical field, I don't think that we've really had these conversations. Mm-hmm. It's kind of been out here, where do you want to be buried, what happens if, and my mother had some health issues this year, and we all just kind of ran around crazy. Nothing was planned. We didn't know what to do, and then we start to think about, wow, is this driving home for me? And I know for myself personally, even though I'm not in crisis mode yet, there's going to come a time I need to be enriched by this information, so let's take a break and come back, and you can introduce us to one of your wonderful clients who's sponsoring this show as well, Precious Cargo.
Wonderful.
Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Shasta.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebot. It's 7:25. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're having a day of information and getting ready for the Spring Senior Expo. It's going to be at Macy's on Wednesday, May 26th, beginning at 8 a.m. Of course, we're going to be live there. We're going to be doing a remote from 7 to 9, so you got to come down and join us because, hey, there's going to be breakfast. And if it's free, it's good.
Absolutely.
So, okay, our guest now comes from Precious Cargo.
This is Marlene Myers.
Marlene,
good morning, Marlene.
Good morning.
Tell us what Precious Cargo is all about.
Well, we do non-emergency medical transportation, so if someone needs a ride home from the hospital or over to a care home for rehab or to a doctor's appointment, dialysis, physical therapy, or even if they want to go shopping, we're there to provide that care for them. We've got vans that will accommodate wheelchairs. We also have gurneys if they need to be taken by gurney because they need more medical attention. We've got that available, too.
Now, are you a local business here?
We are local, definitely.
So, how did you conceive this business?
Well, actually, I've been involved in this business for about 15 years, When I was in Southern California, I worked in this business, and then when I came to Northern California, realized there was a need up here too. My husband's sometimes in a wheelchair, and he needed the transportation, and our friends were borrowing our van, they're borrowing our wheelchair, and I thought, wow, there are a lot of other people that need this service.
And so then you started it about how long ago?
About 6 years ago.
About 6 years ago. So tell us again, you know, do you have like regulars, or is it like, you know, say, hey, I need transportation today, or you know, how does this work?
Actually, both. We have a lot of our regular clients, and we also have the last minute ones. Like last night, it was a lot of discharges out of the hospital that they need to go back to the rehab facilities, or they need to go home and they don't want to wake up their friends in the middle of the night, or they need just the extra help to get home. And then it's like when people start riding with us, they actually become part of our family. When they start riding with us for a while, we treat them like they're our favorite grandma or favorite grandpa, because that's the way that everyone works in our company.
How many people do you employ?
We currently have, I think we have 11, and we're getting ready to hire more. We've just added 4 more vans to the fleet because we're expanding into Manteca and Yuba City. So we're really excited about what's happening.
Oh, that is such an incredible service. And I love what you just said, told our listeners. We treat you like you're our grandparents.
And
you
the great... Go ahead. And the great thing, too, is for my agency, Home Helpers, the caregivers can ride on the vans. So if it's your mom going, or if it's your parents and mom wants to ride with dad, if dad has dementia and can't be left alone, they can ride on the vans, too, so no one's left by themselves.
Well, that's good. So there's no strangers there during that time frame.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, and, you know, the thing about it is that, let's face it, our, you know, baby boomers were getting a little bit older. Not me. But there's other baby boomers that are getting older. And then the baby boomers' parents are there. That it's going to be more and more of these services. And we need to find out what these services are, and we need to find out the good services. And that's the important thing.
Absolutely.
You can't just leave mom and dad with somebody that shows up. Because I tell you what, I had an experience with my mother in an ambulance service that was almost a fight in the hospital with me and the gurney guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's got to be people you trust.
Well, and you know, Carl, my grandfather down in Yuba City, we had an incident with him in the fall of last year, and Precious Cargo wasn't in Yuba City yet, Marlene, but they will be now. But my uncle said he's not bearing weight. All of a sudden, he has dementia. No one knew if he fell. They couldn't get him out of bed. So do we call 911? I mean, he's not in distress. They're trying to manhandle him into the car, and they call me, and I say, well, there's this thing called non-emergency medical transport. You know, you call a company, and they have gurneys and big guys, and they'll take him into the doctor because he needed medical assessment. We didn't know what was happening. We didn't want to put him through the ambulance ride with the lights and the sirens. So they found one in the Yellow Pages, and my uncle thought, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing I ever heard of. He had never heard of it, and Marlene always says that, until you need us, you don't know you need us.
Well, you know, that's it's a wonderful, you know, it's wonderful to find out about it, and but your attitude is grandma and grandpa. I really like that.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful service, and we have to take a break, and we thank you so much. Precious Cargo is going to be one of the sponsors for the Senior Expo. They call it the Spring Senior Expo because I guess there's two, but this is the big one, May 26th, that we're going to be out there.
And you're
going
to be there. They'll be able to talk to you and get information, is that right?
Yes, they sure will. And we're also giving away a complimentary round-trip transportation, whether they want to go to the doctor's office or some kind of a medical appointment, or go shopping, or visit someone. We're giving that away that day, too.
I'd like to go to the Grand Canyon. Can we work that out? This is Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Join us after the news.
Fox Business Network.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio,
here,
KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. You're talking over me. Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines are 605-4567. The time is 7:34. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Joe and Shelley have got the finest tobacco emporium, except it's so much more than that, I think, in California. A great walk-in humidor. They have espresso joes, where you can get any type of coffee or tea or latte or that little soy mix that probably Eric likes because, you know, he flies planes. You know, it's just anything somebody can want. You know, you can and you can buy mild cigars for non-veterans, and those really beefy, hunky cigars for veterans. Joe and Shelley,
You are
support
so full of it.
This community. They support the veterans. And you know what? They are great people. I really like them. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, can I get in there and just say, okay, it's 735?
I've tried six times.
Oh, it's Monday morning. Good morning. And you're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. That was Carl, in case you were just kind of tuning in, like, who's this guy? Breezy today, high is 69, currently 52 degrees.
And you know
we
what?
We got a great thing going on this morning, don't we?
Do.
We have some great guests coming in.
We do have Senior Expo, but here's one thing, my friends. Get your yard work in today, because it looks like the rains are moving in this week. Okay, our next guest, and you know what, Senior Expo, by the way, Spring Senior Expo is
going
to be at Wednesday, May 26th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. inside Macy's in Sharon.
And
is the one that's doing this.
Well, if it's wonderfully and successful and everyone has a great time, I'm in charge. If anything goes wrong, I'll
right here.
That's right. It was you guys. No, I'm kidding. And I brought in today a wonderful colleague of mine, Jeff Zeller, and he owns Spectrum Prosthetics, and his business also sponsors my radio show here on KCNR every Saturday. And we've been, working together on these expos and in senior care since I opened, probably.
Pretty close.
It's been a long time.
Maybe the first or second one, I believe.
Yeah. And Jeff's just a wonderful, wonderful man and very committed to, like all of the vendors are, really educating seniors and on what his services are and what he can do to help them remain independent.
Jeff, tell us what your services are. Tell us about your company.
Well, basically, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics is kind of a tough one to say, but actually what we do is we build artificial limbs and do bracing for folks. And also we do diabetic footwear for diabetic patients and different things like that. And so we have an in-house lab there on Pine Street, 2135 Pine Street, and we take cast impressions of different, kind of like when you get a pair of dentures done, we actually will take a cast impression of whatever body part we're trying to brace, or if it's a residual limb for an amputee, we'll take that cast, and then we'll build the prosthetic device within our facility. And then we also have 20 feet of parallel bars that we kind of get them up and start helping them to learn how to walk. And then we usually go to their first physical therapy appointment with them and make sure that the therapists and we're all on the same page to make sure they get optimum outcomes with their device.
You know, members of my family, I've had two members of my family need prosthetic devices for combat wounds.
Mm.
And I know that it's a never-ending fitting that goes on, as well as they could be fitted, that has to be done over and over again as the body changes, as things change in it. So, I mean, do you find that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're interfacing the human body, which is constantly changing. You know, you eat a bag of Doritos and drink a beer, you're going to probably swell up, and that prosthesis isn't going to fit quite as well as it did when you hadn't done that. And just little weight gains and losses do change how the prosthesis fits. And, I lost my leg when I was 17 in a car accident, and so that kind of got me involved in this industry, and it's helped me to be able to, you know, share the ups and downs with folks when they come in and they aren't sure how this whole process works, and it is very foreign to you until you have to go through it. And so we really pride ourselves on educating the patient, letting them know up front. A lot of times we'll have people come in and consult with us prior to an amputation if they have that if they have a choice of taking a limb off, which, believe it or not, with diabetes and different things, people spend a lot of time trying to heal a foot wound or something, and they're always constantly saying, you know, well, if I can just get this thing to heal, you know, but a lot of times having an amputation and going ahead and getting on a prosthetic device is actually more functional for them than to stay trying to save a limb.
Yeah. Well, you know, having, of course, and also being in the military, and our last engagements in Iraq and Afghanistan, our main enemy, of course, was the IEDs, yeah. The explosive devices, causing horrendous injuries, the loss of limbs. And seeing how the Marines have come back from that with the new type of prosthetic devices where, you know, they're coming back and staying on active duty. With a leg missing or part of a leg missing or even part of an arm missing, that the new devices are just they're just almost unbelievable, especially the one that's curved where people can run.
Sure. The carbon composites and the different materials that we're using these days versus back in the old days has changed exactly that, the functional you know, strength and weight of the devices to where it does make people allow people to do a lot more than they could with a real heavy old wooden leg, you know. So,
are you probably up in the state of art of the art here too, aren't you?
We just fit one of the first iLim hands, which is it has all of the fingers articulate. It's run off of the electrode sites. You mount them over the muscle belly in the arm. And then they take one muscle. They have to be able to isolate two different muscles. They flex one side, and that'll cause it to open, and all the fingers articulate. If it wants to articulate around a coffee cup or something, it will do that. You can reposition the thumb to be able to use an ATM card in a machine. A lot of things that weren't out there prior to upper extremity devices, you only had a pinching with the thumb and in two fingers prior to this. Now you've got the full hand, you know.
So. Will that be will you have these some of these limbs on display? Will
yes, we usually bring a smattering of the different things that we do. A lot of times at the Senior Expo, we display more of the diabetic footwear and things, but we also usually take a few of the other devices too.
You know, I've heard that too. We've got to take a break here, Jeff. But that diabetics, you know, I'll give a family example. My cousin was wounded severely in Vietnam, managed to keep his leg. But for 8 years had nothing but battles with it. I mean, he went on with his life, became a deputy sheriff, but it was still battles. And one day the leg just broke because it had weakened so badly. And they had told him for years that this was happening. Mm-hmm. And so he finally had that leg removed, and his life changed. It was better after that because he did not have this constant pain.
Right.
But he also had, though, the fittings and all this, which was...
There's always that, absolutely. You're always facing the, like I say, the changes that go on with the residual limb. But some of the silicone interface materials that are out there now that weren't, you know, quite a few years ago, it really makes a big difference on fit.
Okay. Hey, look, we've got to take a break here. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're talking the senior spring senior expo, but with the people that are going to be there. It's such great information. I just urge, you know, people of all ages to be there and see what's going on in the medical world for our seniors, because, you know, we're going to be there in 5 or 6 years, some people, not me for another 30.
And so will our families.
And our families
will
right away.
Touch.
That's right. Call in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Say it with meaning.
Good morning. It is 7:46 in the morning. It looks like it's going to be a decent day, at least till late in the afternoon, but better get your gardening in early.
Currently 53 degrees, like Carl said, 7:45 on this 24th of May. This morning, we dedicate our morning to wonderful people that are living in the North State that are going to be there for the Senior Expo. We're talking with our experts today. We, right now, I don't know about you, Carl, and I'm sure you are, we're being educated as we speak with these guests, and right now we're talking about prosthetic limbs and about diabetic
orthotic
footwear.
Jeff,
I never knew about diabetic
with Jeff
footwear.
Jeff Zeller, who is the who has a business here, Spectrum.
Absolutely,
prosthetics
yes.
and orthotics.
You said it. Good job.
How about that? Well, you know what? I learn something new every day too.
And because of Sharon, who is a Senior Solutions and has her own show, Home Helpers, we are just thrilled to have you here this morning. Okay, so now talk about diabetic footwear.
Well, Medicare has a program for diabetics, and the way that works is that Medicare will cover 3 pairs of custom-made insoles and 1 pair of extra-depth shoes per year for a diabetic patient, and this is one of the only preventive-type things that Medicare does do. And so for patients who have a diagnosis of diabetes, type 1 or type 2, and have started to get neuropathy in their feet where they don't have the feeling that they used to, and their proprioception, not knowing where their foot is in space, not having the feeling, the ability to do that, those things are all kind of necessary things to get the shoes and stuff. But it definitely is a great thing because the insoles we use help to offload the bony prominences in the foot and help to allow there to be a more even support of the foot in the shoe, because diabetics are prone to ulcerations on their feet, mm-hmm. and them not knowing it. And that's how the amputations come along after a while.
Well, now there's your wife also has a works with you and has her own business.
Well,
in there.
Part of Spectrum is we have Forever Woman post mastectomy boutique, and what that is it's a little house we have on the back part of our property on Pine Street that is set up specifically for the gals who have gone through through a mastectomy surgery and had to lose a breast due to cancer, and so that is all set up kind of in a femmy, you know.
It's dark and well-lit and classy.
Yeah, the candles, the aroma, all that stuff going on. And it kind of takes away the medical side of things and makes it a little bit more feminine and helps the gals to feel like they're being taken care of in a more of a spa type of a setting versus a medical setting. So.
And this is for women that they're searching for, where they're looking for clothing, they're looking for bathing suits, everything.
Yeah,
right?
we have bathing suits there and different type of lingerie. I don't like saying that as a guy, but lingerie and all that kind of stuff.
It's an okay word.
Yeah, it's an okay.
We
word.
Can use it.
Yeah. So but it's basically those we also do custom breast prostheses where we actually take a cast of the chest wall and then we send that off. We don't make that in house, but that's sent off in a silicone replacement, if you will, is made to look exactly like the other side. So.
And Tina, Jeff's wife, will be at the expo and near the lingerie department. And she brings out the prosthetic breasts, and you can see the different ones and get a look at everything. And she has samples of some of the clothing that they carry, and she's a wonderful lady. So if that's something you or a family member have been struggling with and didn't know that existed, come see her at the event on Wednesday.
She would like to talk to you.
Wow. Well, there's just so much we could talk about here, and this is just kind of scratching the surface, Jeff, but we sure appreciate you coming by, and you're going to be out there also in one of the booths.
We are. Yeah, we're going to be giving away a pair of extra-depth shoes and custom insoles if someone wants to sign up to win those, and then also my wife will be giving away, I think, $85 worth of post-mastectomy bras, too, and stuff, so...
Okay. That's fabulous. We're talking about Senior Expo and some of the experts that are going to be there for you to come and meet face-to-face and in a nice atmosphere there at the mall where we can have we're going to be there broadcasting live, and we hope you join us. We got to take a break here, but coming up, we're going to be talking to more experts.
Yeah, our guest for this past segment has been Jeff Zeller, who is president or heads up the Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics Company. So thanks very much, Jeff, for coming by, and hope to see you Wednesday.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
You
appreciate
bet.
Being here.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 7:55. It's like right now it's a pretty good day. It looks like it may not be that good at the end of the day.
Currently 53 degrees. We're talking about the Spring Senior Expo. Now, don't forget the first 50 seniors. That's this Wednesday starting at 8 o'clock, although Carl and I will be there from 7 to 9, of course, broadcasting live. But the first 50 seniors are going to receive a $10 gas card, and then there's going to be a 1 p.m. drawing for a $500 Macy's shopping spree.
You have to be there to win that.
Yeah.
You can't just enter and run away. You've got to enter and stay.
We want to see their happy face when we award that.
Coming back, we have Sharon from Home Helpers, who's the one who's the brainchild. This is your brainchild. You're the one who's been inspired all these people to come and put this thing together. Our hats are off to you. So introduce us all to your next wonderful guest.
Well, my next guest is Kyla Piazza, and she's the marketing director for Interim Home Health and Hospice. And one of my reasons, and it's so great, both of you, thank you for designating your show, and we hijacked Free Fire Radio today for the expo, and just really getting people on the air that can talk a little bit about what people can expect from them at the event, just to really make all of our listeners understand, what kind of information they're going to find there. So, Kyla, why don't you tell us a little bit about Interim?
Well, we're a Medicare-certified home health agency and hospice agency, which means we're 100% covered by Medicare. We work under your doctor's orders. But we'll have brochures on our home health program as well as our hospice program, and I'll have books called Choices that explain the hospice program and some of the myths and fallacies about hospice and really describe what hospice is and how it helps you to live those last few months of your life.
What is hospice?
Hospice is a program that helps you to live to your fullest at your last few months of life, and generally they say you have 6 months or less to live, but on hospice, people tend to go even longer than that because they have the care they need and they're not so much worried about the chemotherapy and treatments, but instead focusing on life rather than the illness.
My mother was on hospice. And,
it's a great service.
Not here in town, but I can't say enough about what they did for her to make her comfortable and make her feel, comfortable, you know, at the end.
Sure. It's about being totally comfortable, and we have volunteers that will come in and cook and clean and do your laundry, so you don't have to worry about any of that, you know, as well as your nurses that help with your management, and a chaplain that can come in and talk about end-of-life issues or worries and help you through that, and medical social workers that truly care about the patient.
Go ahead. Oh, and I've had, you know, many clients that have used interim hospice, have had a great experience, and I've never had anyone, you know, in my 6 years not have a good hospice experience in Shasta County. We have great hospice agencies.
Fabulous.
And someone said, I did a radio show once on hospice, and they're like, well, how depressing? And I said, depressing is passing away in a sterile room in a hospital.
Right.
Depressing is not at home, in the living room,
with
comfortable.
Your pets,
yes.
With your family members, mm-hmm. with, you know, everything that's comfortable to you, everything that you know. I'd rather be at home. I've watched both my grandparents die on hospice, and what a way to go. You know, you have everybody around you. We can read your books, watch your favorite movies, maybe even do memoirs. Our volunteers do that a lot of times with our patients, is write memoirs for the family if they can't be here, is write down all their thoughts and some of their past history and what they've done throughout their lives. So it really can be a nice, positive way for somebody to end their life.
And so interim helps you with hospice.
You betcha.
And what you were saying, Sharon, is that some people say, how depressing. Well, it's not, because the reality is we're living now. All of us on this planet are sometime going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And are you prepared? What have you done? How about your family? What about your parents, your grandparents? Just because you're older doesn't mean that it can't be you or your sister. And I'm just saying that it's inevitable. So be positive about the experience.
Right.
Well, you know, it can be younger, too. My cousin right now is going through, is with hospice right now in mm-hmm. Texas. And has been for about the last 2 weeks, and it's made a huge difference. I mean, he was in the hospital, and now he's at home. And his friends will be able to come in. You know, hospice is there. It's been able to take a load off the family.
It takes a huge load off the family.
So, yeah.
Just knowing there's somebody there with you is usually a huge burden lifted off their shoulders. And that's what we do. We have volunteers that like to just sit and read books and watch movies, play guitar. We have several that play guitar, write poetry, read it to them.
Now, these are volunteers that work with them, too.
Volunteers that we have, yes.
And Medicare takes?
Medicare pays 100% for all of your hospice and home health needs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No charge.
Right. Well, you know, it's one of those things that if you have a choice, and again, it's not just for the elderly. This is anybody it could be any age.
Any age. We've had,
right?
Pediatrics, we've had teenagers, we've had early 30s, you know, on up.
Yeah, basically they say if the current situation continues, you have 6 months or less if nothing changes.
Right.
Sometimes I've had clients go on hospice and get kicked off of hospice. So sometimes just getting home and getting the care really, you know, they end up doing better.
Yeah,
so
they're not so much worried about the diagnosis anymore. It's about living now and enjoying your time. And sometimes that means eating healthier than you were before. You know, you're finally doing what your body needs. And a lot of times they do get better, and they beat that diagnosis, and they no longer need hospice.
Well, that's even better. You know, we've got just a few seconds left here, but thank you so much for coming by. And you're going to be, of course, at the Senior Spring Expo.
I sure will, and I'll have those books about choices on our hospice program.
That's great. You know, Sharon, we really appreciate you bringing your people in here, and we got another whole hour.
Yeah, we've
we're
going
to be able to talk about
it,
and that's right, because now we're going to bring in Veterans Affairs, our Veterans Affairs officer, that's going to talk about, I don't know if he's coming next, but I know
he's next.
Mm-hmm. He's next. And Bob is going to be able to talk to everybody about what veterans and their families can get from the government that they have earned.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people don't even apply for it. But thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's KCNR 1460, and it is 8:05:30.
Currently 54 degrees. Today's going to be breezy with a high of 69. In case you're just tuning in at the 8 o'clock hour, we are talking about the Senior Expo that's going to be happening at the mall on Wednesday and all the experts that are there. It's truly about seniors, but some of the people that are going to be there can also be talking to and telling you and sharing information with you regarding other things that these services can pertain to. And our guest this morning is Sharon from Senior Solutions and Home Helpers. You're putting this on. Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you both for having me. Good day. I really want to encourage everybody to head on down to the mall on Wednesday inside Macy's. And you both will be there from 7 to 9 broadcasting live, and we'll have breakfast courtesy of Manhattan Bagel out there. And the first 50 seniors in line at 8 o'clock receive a $10 gas card. So we encourage everybody to come on down, and we appreciate you letting us bring on some of the vendors that will be there today and just educate some of you folks about who's going to be down there and what you might expect to have happen. And, of course, Macy's will be giving away a $500 shopping spree at 1 o'clock, and Blimpy Subs will be served at 11, and we've got 45 booths spread throughout Macy's. So it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. If you haven't been before, I've never had anybody not enjoy themselves. It's a great event. And it's a great mother-daughter event, too. If your mom's older and you want to bring your mom out and do that with her and go visit all the booths and talk, it's a great way to start talking about what's available here in town and what decisions she might want to make. So it's a great icebreaker. And my guest now is Bob Dunlap, who has taken over as our Shasta County Veterans Services Officer. Am I right, Bob?
You are absolutely right.
I love it. Perfect. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, there's so many services. And welcome as the new director. And by the way, congratulations for the wonderful job that you did for the groundbreaking ceremony for the veterans. You led a beautiful event out there. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, Linda. That was a wonderful event. It came together after years and years of different committees, and we finally culminated in the last 6 months or so, and the funding came through, and the people came through, and it just was a great event. Lots of people, between 600 and 1,000 people that they estimated, so it was a wonderful event for the veterans.
Now, on Wednesday, which is going to be another great event for not only seniors but veterans and also their families, what are you going to be talking about there? What information are you going to have, Bob?
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to go out and find those folks that have benefits that they might not know they have. So one of our big dilemmas is, how do we reach the senior citizen population? How do we let them know that their country still cares for them and that they have possibly some benefits that might help them in their later years of life? And we don't have them on our radar scope. We don't know that they're out there, and they might not know that they have benefits. We had a lady that came into our office a couple of weeks ago. She was wondering how she could take care of the remains of her husband. Is he entitled to burial out at Igo Cemetery? She just didn't know. Well, it turns out that, yes, he is. He's a veteran, and he was a war service veteran. And she was financially strapped. It turned out the cause of death was related to his military service, so she had some pension benefits in that regard. And so we were able to show her that her country still cared for her, and she has assisted living benefits and some other things that she just didn't know she had. We had no way to reach her until she came into our office. So this opportunity is really what we're looking for.
And, you know, and people don't realize it's just that veterans have many benefits that there are there to help them. We have friends who came through your office and found out for their parents the same thing. There is funds out there for veterans who served during wartime that helps take care of them, keeps them in their home, and or provides enough money to have nursing help for them so they can stay there in their homes and not go into institutions.
That's right. There's two different types of that benefit. If it's a pension or a claim, there might be an additional benefit for aid and attendance, which is somebody coming into the home to help them, or an assisted living benefit where somebody can actually move into a facility, and if they provide care for that veteran or that widow that they can't provide themselves, then there's an additional benefit to that pension that they might not realize.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Bob, we're talking about the Spring Senior Expo. We don't usually give an hour or 2 hours to to something, an event like this. We think it's important enough because, one, we have so many veterans in the area that veterans can be touched on for on all of these. But it's such a big event that it's going to help so many people. And it's not just our seniors. It's also going to be the families that it's going to help, too. And we're going to give out a bunch of phone numbers here after the break and be talking more here with Bob. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Whatever your
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:13 and a half on KCNR 1460, clearly new style radio. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, you're on line one, KCNR.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to make an announcement. This is the last day to register to vote for the June primary. So if you've gotten married or you moved, you need to re-register. And or if you're not registered, want to change parties. And we're going to be registering voters at the downtown post office on Yuba Street. And we're going to be doing it from 12 noon to 5:30.
Okay, so if you want to register today, you can go down to Yuba Street at the post office from 12 noon to 5:30 and get re-registered. Either you can change parties. Is that what you're saying for the primaries?
Yes, you can. And if you've never been registered, you've turned 18. And, you know, sometimes people move and they don't realize they need to re-register.
Yeah, you've just come across the border. You brought 12 of your friends. You may want to come in. Or are you making them show some kind of ID?
Yes, they're supposed to show their driver's license.
Oh, so I can't bring in 150 of my Lithuanian friends.
Not supposed to. You have to. Have to show your driver's license.
Yes. Yes, okay. You do.
A driver's license, right?
Right. Or, you know, a California ID, you know, that they issue.
Well, Roberta, thank you for the reminder.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet, Roberta.
Bye.
Okay. Our guest is Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Assistance Office. That's close.
That's very close.
You guys change your name every time. So. Okay. Now, you're going to be down at the Spring Senior Expo, and you're going to be talking specifically about...
About assistance for our senior citizens, for those folks that might not know that they have benefits. And the difficult part of this whole thing is they think is the paperwork. And it's just it looks to be so unwieldy. We have all these forms they have to fill out, and what kind of supporting documents do they need? And a lot of the widows' pensions that we do, they have 40 or 50 pages of documents, and it's just so unwieldy. They think, I'll never be able to do this. And that's what our office helps them do. It's their claim. They sign it, and we help them send it in. So there's about four parts of this process. It's really the veteran's claim or the claimant's claim that goes into the VA. But we help them with the paperwork. We send it to a veteran service organization, and they partner with us to make sure it goes to the VA, and the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and it's right when it goes there. And within 6 to 9 months, they probably will see some benefits.
Well, that's great. And I know that you all help out a lot with all the paperwork that goes down there. You know, it's anybody that walks in, and you see how many people at your office, would you say?
Well, it varies. In 2007, the average is about 250 walk-in people a day. In 2010, so far, the average is over 550.
A day?
No, that's in a month.
Oh, in a month,
in
a walk-in.
Month.
Okay.
Between 35 and 45 people walk in a day.
Right, and I tell you, they do all types of work for the veterans down there.
And I think I'd like to add, too, some of the widows that do have these benefits coming, it may be on a husband that passed away, your first husband. So I've had a lot of clients that were married briefly, their first husband died in a war, and then were married for 60 years to someone else, and they don't realize that they can claim those benefits on that first husband as long as he passed away. And so, you know, I've mentioned this before and have had people have a great experience getting these benefits, and they are retroactive from when the paperwork is submitted. Am I right, Bob?
That's
yeah.
Right.
So if
that's
it, right. The 6 to 9 month mark, it will retroact to that. So. They
well, it's retroactive to the first day of the month following the day the claim was submitted.
Great.
So if the claim was submitted in the month of May, the pay date would be 1 June. If it takes 6 to 9 months to get adjudicated, that pay date is still 1 June. The
Great.
Benefits go back to them.
Great. Yeah. So I would anyone who has a family member who served or is a widow of a veteran, and you may not have heard of these benefits, definitely stop by and see Bob. And he also will be joined by our former Shasta County Veteran Services Officer Dave Lanford at the event. So we really invite you all to come on down and meet with them. And thanks, Bob, for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
We'll have you back for a full show, too, Bob.
You get the bell.
And you get the bell. All right. Thank you very much, Bob. Now, Sharon, why don't we give out some phone numbers for people
So
they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some other things.
Or if you have any questions about the event, we don't have any booth space left for any vendor. So if you want to give me your info for next year, I'd be happy to invite you for the fall event. But if you have want information on the event to come, you can call me at 226-8350. That's my number at Home Helpers. That's 226-8350. And we're so many 45 vendors going to be there this Wednesday at Macy's. And one of them is HICAP. And our guest right now joining us is Debbie Weiland, their program director?
Program manager.
Yeah. Manager, yeah. Program manager.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't familiar with HICAP. It's a nonprofit agency that basically is an advocate for folks when they're filling out Medicare forms, picking their plans, What is your, in brief, Debbie, what does your agency do?
Our program advocates with Medicare beneficiaries any issues they may have with Medicare. Medicare didn't pay a bill, or they need a new prescription drug plan, or they're looking at supplemental insurance or Medicare Advantage plans. We help them understand what they're all about, and we assist with getting them into the program that they want.
Well, you know what we hear so much from our listeners here on Free Fire Radio, we talk about what's happening with our medical, what's happening in the country with medical, and so many people are wondering, Medicare changes, you go into the doctor's office, and some say we're not taking Medicare anymore. So, for people who are really needing help, and to try to figure it out, come ask the experts. And so you know what's happening right now, this time of year, happening in 2010.
Yep. Right now, we've gotten a lot of clients walking in or calling us about the health reform. They're hearing Medicare's being cut. What am I going to do? Nobody's going to talk to me because I've got Medicare. With the health reform law that went in, Medicare was improved. The prevention benefits will be covered. No dollar out of pocket for the Medicare beneficiary. They don't have the deductible to worry about. There'll be no copays beginning January of next year. Also, something great that Medicare is doing that's never been done, Medicare will now give a physical every year beginning in January of 2011. So that is something. Let's look at your health and see what's going on to try and prevent something that may happen. So Medicare with the health reform did improve. You listen to some radio stations, some big TV stations, and Medicare is just hurting. But it's not. Medicare is getting so much better, and we are out there trying to get that word out. Let them know that their benefits are getting better.
And this is a perfect example of why you will want to come to the mall, to the Shasta Mall, on Wednesday morning from 8 to 1. Carl and I will be broadcasting live from 7 to 9. But there's going to be breakfast, and the first 50 seniors are going to receive a $10 gas card. And then there's this really rich information. And what you've done is just kind of given us a positive spin on what's happening with Medicare when we've been like doom and gloom.
Oh, yeah. We've participated in Sharon's Expo every year, and it is such a great turnout. She gets those seniors out there, and the information is available to them. We'll be out there with information on Medicare, on the health reform, and be there to join in the great fun that is on that day. So come on out and see us, and we just have a great time that day.
And before we take a break, could you quickly tell us about your booth?
We are HICAP, Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy. I'm not sure of our location yet, but we'll be there with Medicare information, prescription drug plan information, the health reform laws, some giveaways, and just come on out and see us.
Well, thank you very much. Spring Senior Expo, this is going to be a great
thing.
It's Sharon's Expo. It's Sharon's Spring Senior Expo.
Yeah.
This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:25. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Seniors get $1 off on their haircuts when you go down there. And I tell you what, no hair styling, no hair gels. They give haircuts. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Go visit them at the Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Sharon, our next guest
is Dr. Glenn Schaefer from Simpson University, and he's going to be at the event. And Simpson's actually one of our main sponsors, so we appreciate their support of our Senior Expo.
Yay, Simpson University.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
So tell us, I know you have some exciting programs coming out for seniors.
We are establishing Simpson University for seniors. We will begin this fall. Each course is 10 hours long, 1 hour each day for Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The courses are in 6 or 7 basic areas, history, science, Bible or theology, and personal. And so we will...
Music?
Yes, and music, if we can find an instructor. this coming year, we have 11 courses that we have planned. Unfortunately, we haven't found anybody in music, so it'll probably be in the fall or spring of the following year. The courses are $95 per person, or if a couple would like to sign up together, it'll be $145. The three courses for the fall, in September, it will be Customs and Culture of the Bible. October, the course will be entitled Fire and Ice, the Geology of Northern California. And November, the course is on C.S. Lewis's life and works.
And what constitutes the age of a senior for Simpson University?
We take the AARP approach, and that is anybody over 50
That's
is eligible. Me too.
And
I should be there in a few years.
And I know, you know, just with my agency and working with all the seniors here in Shasta County, how important education is and folks that maybe are caring for a loved one at home and need something of their own. This is a great, they're month-long classes, there's no credit attached, but it's just a great way to continue your own journey and educating yourself and surrounding yourself with other like-minded people. So I think it's just a great offering, and you're giving away a class at the event, correct?
Yes, we are. It will be the course of your choice. Any course this fall of the three that we are offering will be yours free of charge. We will do the drawing shortly after 1 o'clock after all of the people have registered.
So, Dr. Schaefer, tell us again, they're daytime classes.
Yes, they are. The only time that I can offer a class on campus in the daytime is when the students are in chapel. And that's 10:20 to 11:20, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And they're an hour long, and they're all different types of classes in there.
We were going to start just with one course per month, but there's been such an interest that I decided that I would go ahead and do two courses in the spring.
Okay.
So two courses, two options each month, January, February, and March.
Okay, so they're going to come down and see you at the course at Macy's in the Spring Expo, but do you have a phone number for people, too, for more information?
Yes, 224-5600. That's Simpson's. Don't call yet because I haven't given her frequently asked questions. I've been working that on the weekend, and so I'll be giving that to her. So don't call until after Wednesday.
And I think you're just launching it, the registration at the event.
Yes, we
so
are.
Okay. So they're just launching it there. So that'll be. And you've been with Simpson so many years.
Since 1974.
And I loved that he's kind of matured the college as he's matured. So he's, you know, able to bring in this new program as he sees a need for it. And I just think that was really neat that you've kind of grown with the college. And
well, that's important to keep your mind active.
That is correct.
As we grow older.
That's our yeah. number one concern.
Mm-hmm. And it's a proven fact, if you keep your mind active, that you can stave off sometimes the effects of aging.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thanks a lot, Doctor.
Thank you.
And thank you, Simpson University, for stepping up and sponsoring this year. We're looking forward to having them on board. And this is just one example of the different types of information folks can come out and learn about. And again, bring a family member and come on down and see us on Wednesday. And you two will be there from 7 to 9 with breakfast.
And we look forward to seeing you, Dr. Schaefer, and hearing more about the classes. I think that's spectacular. It's another,
thank you.
Another
phone numbers for you, Sharon, so people can, you know, we keep these phone numbers going.
Yes, 226-8350 is my number at Home Helpers. I'd be happy to answer any questions or give you any more information about the expo that you might need. And we're going to have MD Imaging and Scott Schumacher joining us in the next half hour. So we're going to talk some more about their main sponsors and what they're going to be doing out at the event.
Great. We'll be there. This is the Spring Senior Expo. It's going to be Wednesday from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 p.m. Linda and I will be there from 7 to 9, of course, for Free Fire Radio. We're going to be remote and running another remote. This is like our second or third one now. I mean, we're just getting out there. We've got new technology. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:34. It's going to get up to 69 today. It looks like it may be raining the rest of the week, so get your work done. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in town, maybe even in the North State. Joe and Shelley support veterans. They support our community.
Currently 55 degrees. And if you're just tuning in here at 8:35 on Free Fire Radio, we're talking about Wednesday. We're going to be on location out at the Shasta Mall, broadcasting live for the Spring Senior Expo. We've had wonderful experts in on so many things that can help. You know, power is knowledge.
Absolutely.
And Sharon is here from, it's actually Sharon's Expo. She's put this whole event together. Now, how many vendors will you have?
We'll have 44 vendors, and we have, like, reverse mortgage companies to insurance to imaging to medical equipment to home care, medical care, non-medical care, you know, transportation, some county agencies. The Shasta County Adult Protective Services will be there educating folks on their programs. Some wonderful nonprofits that really don't have the funding to do a lot at marketing themselves, but they can come to this event and talk with seniors about all the wonderful programs. So there's really something for everybody there.
Now, many of you know that listen to Carl and I in the morning that, you know, we talk politics and we talk about things that are happening nationally, but we really feel it's really important in our mission statement that we support our local businesses. And so this morning is about so many local businesses that will be inside of the mall that have they've got this incredible
ability to help people.
Drive and desire to help seniors.
Thank you, Fran. Mm-hmm. It's Monday morning, yeah. So I've got two people to complete my sentences here. You know, I turned 52 2 days ago, so, you know, I mean, like,
so
anyway, you know what I'm saying, just empowering.
Yeah. And so
it's all about
guest,
empowering.
And our next guest is from one of those agencies.
MD Imaging, and they're one of our sponsors of the event and my radio show, and we have Michelle Slade, the marketing director. Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank
morning.
You for having me.
Thanks, Michelle.
Now tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing out at the event and what the participants can expect from ND Imaging that day.
Well, you know, what we're planning on doing is we're going to come out and bring as much information as we possibly can to share with the senior population, because we know everybody has a unique need. Some of them are very common. Some of them, you may have questions about mammogram services. You may have questions about what is an MRI or what is a CT or when should I come in and have a DEXA scan for bone density. And those are all questions that we're just inviting people to visit our booth, and hopefully we'll have those answers for them and some brochures to take away. We're also going to be doing a drawing, so we're going to have a beautiful gift basket put together by Sweet Treats, and with that we do a screening mammogram, so if it's time to have your mammogram and you'd like to stop by and see if you could win one, come by, visit with me, and we'll enter your name, and we're just going to have hopefully some time to have a conversation where a lot of times our lives are really busy. And we'd like to be able to just slow down a little bit, come to the expo, visit all the booths, and not just ours, but all of them, and get as much preventative information as you possibly can.
Now, Michelle, a lot of people today are just concerned about, I can't afford this, or my insurance. And while your people there manning the booth, Michelle, you'll have some people that will be able to help people understand that maybe their insurance will cover some of these what do you want to call it, services?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, absolutely, because we know that, you know, insurances, they can be kind of scary and kind of complicated and maybe a little bit hard to understand, and so we'll definitely be able to have that conversation. And if there's a question that comes up that maybe we're not aware to answer, like right there on the spot, because, you know, we know insurances can vary depending on who you have and what your policy says, we can take down your name and phone number and do some research and contact you. Because we don't want health care to be affected because it's scary to deal with insurances, because it really doesn't have to be. We have the people right there at MD Imaging who, that's what their love is, that's what their passion is, making sure that you have the proper care that you need. And if we can make that easier for you, we can do the prior authorizations for you. We can contact your insurance company, find out where you're at with your deductible. Here's what the study is going to be charged. This is what you're going to pay. All of that is done before you even step in the doors.
And I think this is a great example of a business that sometimes it is hard to walk in their front doors and ask all these questions. But when you're in an environment, a comfortable environment, like the expo inside Macy's, walking around, shopping with your goodie bag, it's more comfortable to walk up to some of these folks. There's no pressure of a sales call or, you know, you have an insurance question and you're not really sure who you'd get on the phone. So this is a much more low-key environment. A lot of the seniors feel much more comfortable communicating with these vendors in this environment than in the office setting. So And MD Imaging always has a beautiful booth and wonderful staff, very friendly. So they'll be right out in front of Macy's in the main sponsor area where you two will be also. So we encourage everybody to come on out and visit Michelle and her staff that day.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being here, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
And we'll see you Wednesday morning.
We'll see you there, bright and early.
We're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Hope you're having a great morning. It's 8:44.
I don't know. That music's a little sleeper for me, okay?
Okay.
He's going to wait for
me. Oh, he just turned it off?
I know.
Oh, did we hurt your, I'm sorry. Did we hurt your feelings, Eric?
No.
I need Walking on Sunshine. Or give me some a little Bee Gees or something that's...
Hold on. Here we go.
Wait, here we go.
Oh, now the computer.
Okay, never mind. Hey, Sharon.
Next time up.
Sharon is putting... You know what? Sharon's running the show today, Sharon. So what's happening next?
Okay, well, I have two more gentlemen I want to introduce everybody to. And the first one is sitting here now. It's Scott Schumacher from State Farm.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, everybody.
And Scott's a wonderful person, and his business has supported the Senior Expo since its inception under my leadership in 2004. Boy, that was a good sentence, wasn't it?
That was excellent.
And when no one really knew what to expect, there were certain folks that just really supported me from the beginning, and I know you two know what that feels like because you've just recently stepped off the curb, too, looking for support from people and belief in you. And
hoping the bus wasn't coming.
That's right, hoping the Mack truck wasn't coming around the corner. And so, and Scott, being a very devoted to the senior industry, too, has been pivotal in helping me bring these events. And what can we expect from State Farm at the event? What can folks be talking to you about that day?
Well, coming out to the event, one of the things is you'll get to meet a local agent, and that would be me, Scott Schumacher. When it comes to your insurance, having somebody local there to watch out for you, making sure you have the right coverages in place is important. Not only a strong company as well, because when it comes time for the claim, we don't want to have any surprises, whether it's home, auto, or long-term care insurance.
And I think that that's one of the things I've spoken to Scott about, and I have a policy with State Farm for my long-term care needs. And this is something that all of us, especially in our 40s and 50s, should be thinking about because we don't know what's going to be out there for us in the aging process. And long-term care insurance is going to help me stay in my home, and my kids aren't going to have to worry about how we're going to pay for that because Medicare does not pay for that stuff. So if you have questions about a long-term care policy, Scott will be able to answer that stuff,
and
too.
And this is when you're in your 40s or earlier, you should be starting to think about this, especially if you have a family.
Mm-hmm. Right. 35% of the... people needing long-term care are under the age of 65 years old, which is really surprising. That surprised me when I heard that statistic. And one of the questions that people ask most, or they say, is long-term care insurance is so expensive. But by coming in and visiting with me, we'll be able to put together a premium that works within your budget to get you the best coverage that you can possibly get. You may be paying later, you know, $4,000 a month sometimes. For long-term care is really, really expensive, and having a spouse on long-term care, depleting the assets is really a challenge for a lot of families. So,
well, Scott, you know, I know personally, I would like to think of the one-stop shop, and that's what's beautiful about the Senior Expo. Is you're going to go in and you're going to get so much information with so many agencies, 40 different booths of information. But for insurance, I like to think of the one-stop shop. Like, who's my insurance guy? Let me call him on the phone, just like your doctor,
mm-hmm.
just like your mechanic. Just like the guy who helps you work on your house or your gardener or whatever that is, the guy who's going to tell you, okay, I went about this deductible or, you know, we need a, you know, like a, not a retainer, but, you know, when you put something like a specific insurance policy on a valuable item. And the long-term care is something that's fascinating to me, and I think a lot of people are always in fear of what they don't know. I being one of them, and always think, oh, it's too expensive. But to be able to have somebody, to meet somebody face on, to be able to say, if I were going to have you do my boat, my car, my house, my, and then if one of us got sick, we would be able to have that insurance plan that came in, that would come in to care for one of us. That's valuable information. And there's packages that you can help people for their budget.
Absolutely. And with long-term care, I'm really, really passionate about it. My father came down with Parkinson's 3 years ago, and knowing that he set up his long-term care policy beforehand is huge to me because my mom's going to have help taking care of my dad, and mom and dad are already taking care of grandma, lives with them. And so knowing that that policy is there, not so much just to take care of my father, but to take care of my mom and the kids as well. It's really taking care of the caregiver.
You know, Sharon, one of the things I like about the Senior Spring Expo, or Spring Senior Expo, is this. You've got one-stop shopping where people can come in and find out anything from long-term care, life, to veterans events, to how do I get my parents around,
mm-hmm.
precious cargo, you know, what happens at the end. You've got the hospice people, you've got, hey, look, come on in, we can show you, we can take care of you before that with the different groups you have. This right here has all the information. It's not just for seniors. It's for people who have parents that are working their way up to that elderly mm-hmm. side. So
absolutely.
This is great.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you for joining us, and yeah. we'll switch and get Pat in here real quick.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Scott's got the big red truck. If any of you don't get to the expo and you see his office over on Victor, Hartnell and Victor, he's got the big red truck. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. Is it out of the shop?
I'm calling today.
Okay. She got sideswiped, so we're hoping to get her out.
Well, we've got sideswiped, too, the other day. We couldn't catch him before they yeah. made their turn, heading for Hayfork, by the way.
Well, let me thank the citizen that actually caught the kid that hit the truck, because the kid, I don't know if he was going to take off, but the guy that did catch him, thank you very much, whoever you are. And if you are out there, come on by the booth, and I've got a little treat for you just to say
Oh, that is so awesome.
Really
thank
cool.
you so much.
That's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Ladies.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Sharon Gabrielkiewicz, and been co-hosting today with Carl and Linda. Thanks for letting me step in today.
Absolutely. We know that you can handle it because you have your own show every Saturday, and you've just brought the most amazing guests on.
It's been really, really fun. I know all of us want to get out and reach people too, and let them know what's going on at the expo on Wednesday.
And that's what we're talking about, the Spring Senior Expo. That's going to be Wednesday from 8 to 1 at Macy's. We're going to be there from 7 to 9, Linda and I, for we're doing a remote down there. So come on down and have breakfast. And we have breakfast being served. We have free gas card, $10 gas card for the first 50 seniors that get down
Correct.
There. Correct. And also a drawing for $500 worth of a shopping spree at Macy's. But you got to be there to win that.
To win 8 to 1, and we'll have lunch with Blimpy Subs about 11 o'clock. And all the vendors that are there, most of them, majority of them, are doing their own giveaways at their booth. So, and joining us now is one of our main sponsors and a wonderful sponsor of my radio show, too, which is Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Thanks for joining us, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, tell us something good about the future of our economy right now.
Long term, it always
better.
Goes up.
Yeah. It's looking better, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting better. I mean, this week's going to be an interesting week. We have a lot of reports that are going to be coming through. Some of the housing numbers come out today. So this will be an interesting week. You know, and we're hoping that the reports are showing what most economists feel like. We are definitely in a recovery, and we are moving through that process. I know here in Shasta County, it doesn't always feel that way because we were so affected by the housing on one side, and housing is still problem, and it's still going to be a problem for a little bit. It doesn't really feel like we're overall the economy is getting better, but you know,
unemployment has dropped here in Shasta County. Went mm-hmm. down, but it dropped to 16.45.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, whoa, okay.
Exactly, dropping a small number from a big number is still a big number. Yeah. But still, you know, things are getting better. We don't always feel it here, but nationwide, things are definitely getting better.
And Patrick is going to be out at the event and talking about the financial questions. If you need a financial advisor, or maybe aren't happy with someone or moved here, that's nice to have a mm-hmm. local contact. So mm-hmm. you'll be there to answer all their questions.
Yep, I'll be there. And this one of the things I like most about this event is that it is a little bit less pressure. I mean, sometimes it feels can feel daunting, especially for older folks, to go to a financial advisor's office and find somebody. And you know, a lot of times it can be a little intimidating. But this is a very
low key
event. You know, you're just sort of it's a little bit more casual than even when I'm at the office, and so it's a lot easier to just come up and just ask some simple questions. It's really not a big, you know, at least, you know, it won't be a big sales presentation or anything like that. It's just, you know, answering questions, and if you feel like there's more you need to know, or if you know you like what you hear, then you know, maybe setting a free appointment to come in and just, you know, talk about what your situation
so
is.
You do estate planning.
Yeah, I mean, basically, what I love to, you know, what my favorite thing to do is to create, is to help people either create some form of a legacy, whether it be a legacy just for their own life, just to make sure that their retirement is what they, you know, hope it is, or, you know, creating things for the next generation or many generations to come. So, but, you know, we do a little bit of everything. We do just, you know, making sure your retirement is allocated. I mean, you know, a lot of folks, that's one of the major concerns, is that people's, you know, they do a pretty good job of saving for retirement, and then it gets to retirement, and they no longer have their 401k, or they leave it at their old employer, which is not always the best thing to do, and then they really don't have any support. I think one of the, you know, one of the great things about 401ks is that it's sort of systematically investing. Whether you want to buy or not, you know, you're every 2 weeks your check comes out and it goes to your plan or whatever the case is, and so you're always buying. So you see, you know, it seems like you're having pretty good success. When you're no longer putting money into it and it's not growing, you know, by deposit, if you will, it changes a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, where you've had some successes in before, now you're not seeing those successes. And the reality of it is most 401k plans, especially at companies, are meant for the accumulation phase of life, not the distribution phase of life. And distribution, you know, understandably, is much, much, much different than the accumulation phase. Because if you have the wrong type of investments for the you know, the income side of your life, it doesn't work quite right.
Well, you know, we don't really have enough time to get into this, but, you know, a lot of people's plans are just hammered over the last 2 years, as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, just hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got people that, you know, gosh, what do we do now?
Right.
And I hope they'll be able to stop by and see you and, you know, and other people that can just say, hey, look, you know what? You know, this is what I had.
Right.
And I've got like a third of that now. You know, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's, you know, we have seniors going back to work because of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, and I, you know, so you'll be able to address these things too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one, you know, a couple of different things, and again, it is a huge topic, but, you know, most of the time, all things aren't lost. I mean, we still do have some time. You know, things are getting better, and there are things that can be done to help, you know, recover what's been lost, and some things that can be done so that, you know, retirement can still be, you know, what it's cracked up to be.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thanks, Patrick. And Patrick will be right out front of Macy's in our main sponsor area on Wednesday for the 2010 Spring Senior Expo.
You know, the so as people come by, you know, they'll come by and be able to talk to you about this, about, hey, what's going on in the future? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you see as our future in this? And it's so important.
Yeah.
Now, especially now, if, you know, are we, you know, beginning the glimmers of recovery? That's how can we take advantage of it?
Absolutely.
So we appreciate you being here.
No problem. My pleasure.
Gosh, Sharon, big day on Wednesday.
It was a jam-packed day today, and it'll be a jam-packed day on Wednesday. And I'd love to see lots of seniors and families out there. And if you're the adult child and your family member is going to age here, sooner or later, some of these issues will be a problem. So rather than wait till then, be proactive. Get out there. Help your parent keep their independence and quality of life by finding out what's available to help them before crisis mode. That's the whole point of this event.
Well, and it's this Wednesday, May 26th. We'll be out there from 7 to 9 with our show broadcasting live. And, of course, the first 50 seniors are going to get a $10 gas card for free.
Well, this has been, Sharon, thanks a lot for bringing everybody in.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been
wonderful.
Again, it's part of supporting the community, and usually we don't devote 2 hours of a show to an event, but this one is going to have so many, I'm bringing my bell here.
the angel bell.
Yeah, the angel bell.
Angel in
it's,
the wings.
It's going to have so much of an impact on our community and for people of all ages, so we strongly urge our seniors and their families to get out there for this.
Thank you both for your support of the
Absolutely.
Event. We really
no
appreciate
problem.
It.
We've got a big week this week. We've got, Tom Campbell is running for senators coming in. We've got another remote on Friday. We're going to be out BNT Satellite. You know, they're giving away that free sound system. So, and then tomorrow we've got people, and what's going on with our schools, and why are our schools having problems with so much money being thrown at the schools? It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, what's your year?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.